Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. He's LeVar Arrington. That guy's Brady Quinn. I'm Jonas Knox. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country, no matter where you are, making us a part of your Tuesday morning. We appreciate it. We'll be taking you all the way up until the end of this hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And as always, we do it live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. What are you doing?
I'm enjoying the song.
All right. So,
what did you think I was doing?
I don't know.
I know what you thought I was doing.
Poorly.
It wasn't what you thought that I was. Poorly. Yeah, something like that.
Hey, Lee's still going strong.
He is.
Hour three.
Yeah. He is going strong.
Yeah.
Oh, ye of little faith.
He came up with some funnies in here just now.
What's going up?
Oh, no. Hey, by the way, before we go any further, I needed to say this because I feel like I should say it. But thoughts and prayers to all of the families impacted by the tornado that touched down in Nebraska, man. I have a few people that lived there, and I was on the phone with them, and they were sending me videos, and it's such a surreal thing, man. Yeah. So thoughts and prayers to all those families and the communities out there, man. You know,
well said.
Yeah, just thought I'd put that out there because we are thinking about you. And
We are.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Right.
So, hope everything works out. I mean, it was very, very bad. Very bad.
I can't even imagine that.
Like, home's gone. Not even there. Like, your home was there. Everything is gone.
Less than a minute, everything gone. Entire life gone.
My guy, one of my close friends, he said he was running from it. Like, he literally saw it and was running away from it, looking for, like, a place to hide.
Shelter,
like, yeah. Like, but the crazy thing is like, you got people in school, you got people on trains, you got people in so many different places, and that's just got to be one of the worst feelings, like, something like that happening, and you don't have your family together at that moment. So, anyways, I was having a conversation with my buddy yesterday, and he was just talking about, everything that's going on, like the power grid is all jacked up. So, just, thoughts and prayers out to all of the people that have had to endure the tornado that hit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well said.
I put out there, yeah.
So, speaking of family and stuff like that, LeBron James has made it no secret he wants to play with his son. We talked about that earlier. And for those of you that missed LeBron James's closing statement as the Lakers did what the Lakers do, got up early on Denver, only to lose later on. Here was LeBron James after the game talking with the media.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
So, here's the update for you. According to The Athletic, that Jeannie Buss and the Lakers want LeBron back. And so he's got a decision to make whether or not he opts into his deal, which would be a $51.4 million player option by June 29th. So there is the thought that, okay, well, they would like to have him back. What is it going to take to get him back? And they're discussing a deal that would intrigue him to come back for another season. And so they're willing to offer him the maximum three-year, $164 million extension they can offer him, sources told The Athletic. And then also, the willingness to draft LeBron James' son, Bronny, in June, which the franchise is, quote, very open to, team sources said. So they're going to basically, at 39 years old, and another loss to the Denver Nuggets, they're going to say, we don't know what's going to happen with Darvin Ham, but we're willing to bend all
LeBron,
the way.
Though.
Yeah, so much so that we'll give you 3 years, $164 million, and we're willing to draft Bronny James just to keep him in town. So,
golly.
You talk about having some control.
Some leverage.
Yeah.
Whew.
So that is the update, and we'll have more from on that stuff with Petros Papadakis, who I'm sure would love nothing more than another 3 years of being able to talk LeBron James with Bronny James with him. I will say this, though. It would be pretty cool to play with your son. That would be awesome.
No diddy.
Yeah. No.
All right. Yikes.
Basketball.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Or sports in general. So if he's going to get that opportunity, good for them. But I can't imagine that's going to go over well with Petros when we talk with him coming up here in, you know, about 15 minutes from now here from the TireRack.com.
He played
studios.
Well, man. I kind of feel like, honestly,
still great.
I just feel like, strategically speaking, they made some fundamental mistakes that costed them. Like, you get up 20 points twice and you allow the lead to get away because you're so busy doubling up on the Joker. I thought it was just poor. It was poor execution of a game plan.
Yeah.
You can't just let guys, if they show you they're knocking down threes, you can't just let guys sit out there and just continue to shoot and gain more confidence and find a rhythm. They kept allowing them to stick around and build momentum, and that's something that they should have been able to snuff out with a 20-point lead. You should have been able to snuff that thing out with a game plan and a strategy because you had good enough players to do it. So, I mean, to me, they played that game last night. Denver played as sloppy as you could possibly play in a game. I mean, it was so horribly bad, and yet they still found a way to win the game. I think some of this had something to do with more so about how the Lakers handled things versus how good the Denver Nuggets are. And if I'm Jeannie Buss and you know, company, I'm saying I seen Anthony Davis and LeBron James step up and play at a high level, and maybe they're sitting there and they're saying, in spite of, they played at a high level and in spite of the way they, you know, were the strategy played out, there was probably, if things were handled differently, more of a chance, more of an opportunity for them to have lengthened the series, at least. I don't think they win it, but lengthen it for certain.
Yeah,
well, that's my take on it.
Look, it's going to be interesting to see what they do in LA. Denver moves on, and speaking of Denver, the Denver Broncos have moved on from LeVar's guy Russell Wilson. He is now in Pittsburgh. I know the Arringtons are thrilled with that. They've got
a brand new
quarterback, but the Denver Broncos have a brand new quarterback, and that quarterback is Bo Nix. And the GM George Payton says that he's more ready than what you would see a quarterback coming into the league would normally be at 21 years old, because Bo Nix is 24. And so he's looking at this as saying he's more ready than some of these other quarterbacks. And when you start to look around at the quarterbacks that are going to be thrown into starting spots this year, Caleb Williams in Chicago, Jaden Daniels, maybe Drake May, although Jerod Mayo says there's going to be a competition for it. And then kind of the guy who I think is maybe getting less coverage or less discussion than anybody else is Bo Nix, who, if you believe what Sean Payton has said, they identified him as being the guy that they really wanted and were really interested in working with. And so he's going to take over in Denver post Russell Wilson to try and get this franchise back on track. So there we go with the Denver Broncos and their quarterback situation.
61 career starts in his college career. That's the most of any player ever. So not only is he 24 years old, kind of more mature, he's married. He's got a ton of experience at the college football level, played at a really high level, in particular his last 2 years at Oregon. And beyond that, he's a coach's son. So all those things line up for him to be, at least from the intangible standpoint, a player that checks off every box that George Payton and Sean Payton were looking at when they were bringing him on to the Denver Broncos. And I think there's this thought, and I want you guys to chime in on this, because with certain coaches, they just want a player to run the system. They just want a player who can come in there and do exactly what they're asking them to do within the offense, within the reads, within everything else. Well, there's certain players who've got unbelievable talent. Like, there's going to be times where this year when Cliff Kingsbury calls a play and Jaden Daniels might get a little pressure, might see something, just take off and run. And run downfield for a big gain first down. And I'm sure everyone's going to be clapping. Everyone's happy for it. But there are some coordinators who get frustrated when a player relies too much on natural talent and ability as opposed to the offense. And I use Jaden Daniels because he's the most dynamic of this group, right? So if that issue presents itself, he's the one that can, like, it's going to be a highlight reel, it's going to be a dazzling play. But there's times when a coach will be like, yeah, eventually, though, you'll, like, we'll get beat, or that'll hurt us, or he'll get hurt, right? There's always that concern or thought. So I bring that up only because Bo Nix is the type that he is athletic enough to create and do some things on his own. But for the most part, he's the guy that you probably plug in, and he's going to try to operate that offense out there for you exactly how you want it to. And I think there's more coaches that are okay with that. There's some that would rather, you know, they don't mind having a guy who can create or do something special. But there's other coaches who want their offense run exactly how they want it called. Do you kind of agree with that?
Yeah.
Well, and also, wouldn't you rather have, like, if you were Sean Payton and you just want some stability and something that's going to, like, not have to worry about having to deal with all those young rookie mistakes and all that. If that's the guy that you are looking at is going to be taking over a franchise that's been kind of in disarray with erratic play and erratic storylines and things like that, maybe he is the most stable option. And I actually wonder, because I'm looking
shelf
at some...
Shelf stable.
Yeah, that shelf stable.
Yeah, definitely shelf stable.
I wonder, you know, they're sitting at 6.5 wins. Is their win total over under? I know it's a difficult division. Are we thinking maybe he's got a shot at, you know, potentially rookie of the year? You could get some long odds on that. You know, Caleb Williams is sitting there. For some reason, I just get a good feeling about that pairing with him and Sean Payton. Like, I feel like that's gonna work. Payton was out on Russell Wilson, I felt like, from the start.
I'm not convinced on Payton yet. I need to see if he can do it. I'm not convinced yet. I just got to see, like, is the magic still there for what he brings to the table? If so, with what we know about his body of work and how he was able to do certain things with different quarterbacks, but more specifically in particular with Drew Brees, I mean, I have confidence in it, but I'm not all the way convinced. I just got to see if he can get back to that level of winning that he was able to achieve in New Orleans. Sometimes that's fleeing, man. Sometimes it's just the circumstances, situations change up what your success level is.
I will say this. They're at least off to a better start than the Falcons are with Michael Penix Jr. Because their social media team can't seem to get it together that, you know, the spelling of his last name, like the last letter in his last name is an X, not an S. And so that was a little bit of a slip up on social media.
Wow.
The social media team for the Falcons.
Wow. No, so what did it say instead of Penix?
You know.
What did it say?
No, it didn't. There's no truth.
What exactly did it say? If it didn't have an X and it had an S.
Unless somebody doctored the picture, that's what I saw.
Spell it.
Someone doctored the picture.
Spell that. How's that spelled?
All right.
How you spell Penix?
P-E-N-I-X. So, unless somebody got kind of creative and decided to.
Hey, they better not have messed up that man's name that, man.
Lee, did you look this up? All right.
They better not have messed up his name.
I think it's doctored, dude. I don't think that's real.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this. I don't see it. It's not real.
Okay. And by the way, Jonas thinks about that so much, he just would see it naturally.
No, that's not true.
He would look at the name and be like, oh, is that an S? Oh, it's an X.
That's not entirely true. I mean,
I am scared to look it up on him.
Oh my gosh.
On a company computer?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's if it's a real error by the Falcon social media team.
Jonas is so immature.
What are you talking about?
Just to get us back on track. I actually like where their team's at from the standpoint that they were improved defensively last year. They've made some additions to kind of help out this group. But the question becomes, I think LeVar brought up the question, is Sean Payton still able to develop, still able to be that offensive mind that gives them a true schematic advantage over their opponents? I mean, I don't think he's better than Andy Reid. And that's the team you got to face twice within your division. So they've got an uphill battle. I mean, you're starting a rookie quarterback again in a division where you got the defending two-time Super Bowl champs, Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers, obviously, and then AP, and a team that played hard for him last year. I don't know who the hell the quarterback is. That's another question, which, I mean, LeVar, I would assume you've gotten some sort of word back from him that the draft couldn't have gone how they wanted it to.
I mean, I think we could come up with that conclusion. I mean, I've had conversations with them, absolutely. I think they're happy with Bowers,
Yeah, Bowers is a good player. Who the hell's throwing the football?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Did they like Bo Nix? Like, would they have taken Bo Nix had he been there at 13?
I don't know for certain.
And this is why I bring this up.
I'll say this. There were very specific people that they did want that they were really, really trying to move up the draft to get. That's what I will say. And, I mean, that's not a military
secret.
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason why I bring that up is there was a long-form article that came out. I believe it was by Charles Robinson. He did a great job of detailing the thinking of the Atlanta Falcons, the fact that they had him as number two on their quarterback draft board behind Caleb Williams, how they saw him. I think that's more common than people realize is there's a wide array of feelings on all the quarterbacks. Teams see them differently. Some had Jaden Daniels as two. Some had maybe Drake May. You know, some might have had Michael Penix as their two or three. Like, those sorts of scenarios are real. Teams see all these guys different. And, you know, what I'm wondering is, because there's a thought that, well, Denver could have gotten Bo Nix. They could have traded back, still got him. I don't know that that's true. I think once Atlanta took Michael Penix at eight.
He was it.
Because I'm also of the thought that had they not signed, if they didn't sign Kirk Cousins, we would have all looked at Atlanta and said they need a quarterback. They're in play for a quarterback. Would we not?
Yeah.
The entire smokescreen of them taking Michael Penix was the fact that they paid Kirk Cousins $100 million over the next 2 years, or in the year three. That was the entire reason everyone mocked up someone else. Like, we didn't see what they were wanting to see and wanting to address on their roster, which, in retrospect, now looking at it, and I've said before, I didn't have an issue with it. Like, it's Arthur Blank's money. I'm not sure why people care so much about the fact they paid Kirk Cousins $100 million. It's like, it's not your money. Why do you care? Your quarterback situation was a disaster the last 3 years. Now you have a veteran and you have a rookie. Like, what are you upset about? You've got both, taken advantage of or taken care of. And they had a really good draft after the first round. Like, Braylon Trice, to me, is going to be an impactful defensive, edge player, which everyone kept mocking up, saying that's what they needed. Well, they got one. They got arguably one of the better interior players, too. when you look at how it all worked out, I know we got to get to Petros. I got you. I mean, it's funny. Lee chimes in now amongst the other times of the show where we've had him. It's just the timing's amazing. I guess the point is there's a thought that Denver could have traded back, taken Hicks. I don't know that would have been the case. Like, I think maybe Las Vegas, maybe some of these other teams would have taken him if he was there, or someone would have traded up and taken him we didn't think would have. We don't know. That's the bottom line.
Well, listen, six QBs going in the first round. Big year for the quarterbacks, and it's going to be a big year for Petros Papadakis because it looks like maybe LeBron James is coming back and maybe even Bronny James, too. We'll get all the latest from the old P, Petros Papadakis, next year on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here. Coming up in a little over 15 minutes from now, we close up shop with another edition of You In or You Out. But right now, he is in for a special Tuesday appearance. He is the old P, Petros Papadakis. You hear him on the Petros and Money Show, which can be heard on the Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports.
You didn't do it right.
College football
analyst.
You
didn't do it right.
What?
Come on, man. Do it again.
The Blowtorch.
Nah, that wasn't good enough, man. Come on, man. Do it. Bring him in right.
The Blowtorch.
There you go.
AM 570 LA Sports. The old P. Petros, what's happening?
What are you guys doing tomorrow? You got like a 2025 mock draft going on or something?
Well, I was wondering the same thing, bro.
Ask Lee. Lee's moving some stuff around.
Yeah, Lee, why are we moving stuff around?
We got Kentucky Derby this week. We got a special guest, Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Oh, you
and
got,
I did, and
you
I didn't want to wake Petros an extra hour early.
No, my life is collapsing.
Dang, don't say that.
No, it's all right. I've been replaced from the job I did on the Beach Life concert for like the last 6 years.
Oh, wait, no. What?
4 days out, they replaced me with a Kings cheerleader.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yep.
Wait, what?
Is she good looking?
Well, hold on.
Petra. I would assume.
Hey.
Dang. What's her name?
Kylie?
Dang.
Hey, Petros, we've been promoting that thing for, what, a month?
I know.
So they took your
promotional. I texted them on Monday, like, hey, what's the plan this year? And they were like, well, actually.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm here, and I'm happy to be here. What a time to be alive.
Well, listen, we do have a little bit of good news for you. I don't know if you had gotten a chance to see this, but The Athletic reported following.
I saw this.
Yeah, that, the Lakers are not only open to bringing back LeBron James on a 3-year, $164 million extension, but they're open to drafting his son, Bronny. So, Petros, we play our cards right here. Screw beach life. We got
right?
Bronny life for the next
Who needs UCLA
future.
Or USC when you got the Lakers? You
know? How bad
it's
P?
Like, every day I wake up, I lose another job. I used to have so many jobs.
Dang. You're Jamaican.
I used to be. Now I'm more like a Trinidadian.
I got tree jobs.
You only got tree jobs.
Tree jobs.
I have to say, I did just wake up to that, too. I saw it in Bleacher Report that the Lakers were open, quote unquote, to doing all these things. And it's just like somebody gave the king another big macro dose of Cialis, and he's going to continue to nail us here in L.A. We've been getting nailed by the king here for years, and it's pretty, I have to say, people aren't going to be into this. And I'm not, by people, I just don't mean like bitter, angry, aging radio types like myself. I mean Laker fans, people that really actually care about this team. This is not going to go over well if they try to do this. I understand the marketability of having LeBron and what else are you going to do, and we got to milk it for as long as we can. Kind of similar to the end of Kobe's career, which was marred with injury and first-round exits and all those different things that we kind of don't remember anymore. But I saw that report, and it was like, man, that is a punch to the stomach.
Did you hear his post-game? Afterwards, his walk.
No, it was so
answer.
Late. I mean, I went to bed.
Okay, so if you want to hear it, it's about 10 seconds. I believe this was Dan Wojcicki who was asking him the question.
Oh, old Wojcicki?
Yeah, and so he asked him the question, and this is how it sounded before LeBron James walked off.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
And that's
just
it.
Basketball, guys.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just
gone.
Basketball.
I don't know if I want to answer that it's just basketball yet. You know, maybe I'll wait for that, Petro.
He's a great player. There's no doubt. He's one of the all-time greats. It can't be argued with. But, man, what a confounding person to cover. And the thing is, it's like we're not – none of us are this dumb. But LeBron probably is, and we all just kind of go along with it. Like, okay, whatever you say. Like, it is amazing. And I'm sorry that I never felt this way when he was in Cleveland and Miami, and people would say, no, this guy is all the weird sub-tweeting and all that stuff. This guy, it's insufferable. And it truly is. It truly is. So good luck to the Lakers. We usually have Jeannie Buss come out every summer to one of our events, you know, on our summer thing that we do. And, you know, we just kind of grin and bear it and be like, hey, so, yeah, you're getting married to Jay Moore. Okay, great. You know, like we just tell her everything's awesome. I don't know what I'm going to do this summer.
Dang.
You know, if they bring LeBron back and draft Bronny, like, how am I going to be like, hey, welcome to the show, G? You know, like, I mean, I don't care. It's funny for all of us, but if I was a Laker fan, and I know there's a lot out there, if you thought Kobe was polarizing, which he was, people don't realize that, but Kobe was probably the most polarizing basketball player in the history of basketball. Before this guy, and he happens to be here in L.A., and unlike Kobe, he's not a lifetime Laker or anything like that. And we talk about it. All those things, they kind of become unsavory. And it all started when he arrived in town and said he was going to show up at a Blaze Pizza, and he never showed.
Yep.
couple thousand people came out there ready to see the king, and what did they get to see? Nothing but the blight that we live amongst all the time here in the city of Los Angeles. Dang. Nothing.
Yeah, but he did tweet a photo of him in a swimming pool at the time those fans were waiting in the sun to see him ablaze.
Yeah, he's got a great finger on the pulse of what people want.
Hand on the shaft.
Yeah, he really does. He's got a hand on the shaft of the remote control of the world.
Dang.
We're getting nailed by the king, Brady. You ought to come out to L.A. It feels great.
Okay. I try to, yeah, well, we have to wear a mask on when that happens, so I try to avoid that. I'm not sure really where to go from here. I wanted to stay on the topic of the Lakers only because I guess it's like...
You want to talk about Bronny?
Well, not so much even Bronny. Just, like, what are they selling? Like, I actually think the Clippers are a more...
Well, they have a new arena.
Well, that too.
New arena is going to open up next year, and they got more toilets than anybody in the history of the world.
Dang. Sweet.
Now, why is that? Is that
because
all the vegan diets out there, all those acai bowls people are eating?
What they've done to, I thought that was spelled acai.
Acai? What, how
I'm joking. It's a joke. You were right.
I just know people are spraying it like a fire hose after eating those things.
Jeez.
Ew. Yeah. So a defecation joke?
Yeah, it was.
Is that the direction you wanted to take?
Oh, that's what
grow up, Petros.
Well, I guess I said
grow up, Petros. I didn't say that.
Grow up, thanks.
Oh.
Listen, they're opening a new arena in Inglewood. Everybody knows that. The thing that bothers me about it is now that there's like these two big arenas in Inglewood and they reopen the Forum as a concert venue, do you know they've closed 7 schools in Inglewood? Since
oh, wow.
then,
really?
They're closing Morningside High, and Morningside High School is where Byron Scott and Lisa Leslie, Jim Herrick was the coach there, before he went to Pepperdine. Now, I don't under the financial situation and how they've been mismanaged or whatever they've been doing in Inglewood over the years. That's part of the argument, but really, what the argument is, from what I understand, is. Now that all these places have gone to Inglewood and they've kind of revitalized the community in a certain way, if you look at it like that, where they scoop all the hobos out and stuff when they have the Super Bowl to act like there's no hobos there, they closed 7 schools because the property's so valuable now. And they can sell the property. Dude, they closed 7 schools for kids in Inglewood. So it's kind of hard to be like, yeah, I can't wait for this new Clipper arena. It reminds me of that story. And Morningside High is the most recognizable one because it's a high school. But the rest are like middle schools and junior highs and stuff. And it's all BS because they're changing that whole city around because the Clippers are showing up. But, hey, toilets.
I mean, as long as they don't touch Randy's Donuts, I think that's really the most important thing of all this.
If Randy's Donuts becomes a Krispy Kreme, then...
Yikes.
We really got nailed
There's
by the
no game. There's no hope left. Can I ask one question before we let you go, or at least, I don't know, maybe another question after, but what was your opinion on your boy Caleb getting drafted? I mean, you know.
A long-distance call from a mystery blonde. I mean, he was getting like there was. It would have been a shock if he wasn't right.
Right. Yes, it would have.
Yeah. I mean, I find the draft interesting later. You know, usually around the time the second round starts, because like that's when people I covered a bunch get drafted. Right. Like weird players, like that tight end from Kansas State. You know, mm-hmm. people like that, and that's cool. I'm always excited to see how that plays out because it's less predictable, and that's kind of where my football expertise lies. Mm. But in the first round, I mean, you guys got drafted. You guys went through the process. You understand so much more about it, and that's why your show's so valuable, especially around this time of year, because you can talk about what it's like. I don't think people realize what a difficult thing it is, whether you're Caleb Williams, who seems to have a great deal of confidence, or anybody. The draft is a really weird time because being on a football team is like you're always protected, right, in a certain kind of way, by the pads, by your teammates, by the tunnel, by the sideline. You're always kind of insulated. And when you get done playing football, no matter if you're going to be the number one pick on the draft, you don't have that team anymore. You've been spit out, and you're now an individual, and you're just out there kind of floating in space. And I guess these guys deal with it a lot more nowadays with the transfer portal and kind of the way individuals have been celebrated more in the sport. But I always think about that. Like, these are really young people, and it's a very lonely time. And everybody, as you can see in their family and their periphery and their girlfriend, everybody's trying to be close to them in that moment. And that part of it is kind of an interesting social experiment to watch. But for me, it's more interesting kind of down the line where the guys start getting drafted, second, third, fourth round. But you guys have dealt with it a lot more, that weird kind of feeling in the draft. And I just can't believe so many people show up to see somebody's name get called and to boo the governor of Michigan. Right. It's like, like 700,000 people showed up for that? Like, hey, we're the Denver people. We wear big Denver hats. It's like, like, did the NFL place you there? Do they give you the sign? Like,
right. No, people love football, man.
I get it, but it's not football.
They love it.
But it's not football.
The They're king. Not getting nailed by the king.
No, king. You're right. You're not getting nailed by the king.
Somebody is.
Yeah.
Petros. Well,
Petros is the rest of today. Petros, you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you're going to get nailed, P.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Bent over nailed a barrel, P. Petros.
Whoa. I have a new oil that I'm using. It's like a CBD oil so as opposed Lee. To the KY.
Take that. Take that. Yeah.
It's
that.
Called Grandma Curl. Yeah.
Get you some for the king.
Get him on Twitter, at the old P. We appreciate it. We'll do it again next week, Petros.
Love you, old P.
Hey, how sad did Joe Alt's girlfriend look?
Did she look sad?
By the way, is it me or did he get up and like hug everyone awkwardly? Hmm. Or when you're that big, do you just look awkward? If that
I had him on the show, he seemed pretty. I was like, "You're not going to go Hollywood, are you, Joe? You're not going to stop wearing that quarter zip."
What did he say?
No, no, sir. This is who I am, and I am I'm a play right tackle.
No, sir. No, no, sir.
Look at you already making fun of the Notre Dame guy.
I love him.
Petros.
Wake up the echoes.
Well, there are going to be some echoes being waked up when the king is nailing you today, buddy.
Yeah.
Would you stop you're with the getting nailed by the king?
Yeah.
Enough. I've been saying it for 2 years. It's like you're like the guy in the 80s that just figured out where's the beef.
Oh, no.
Saying it over and over again.
You know where
it is. Hey, where's the beef, B? Where's the beef? Yeah, where's
the
beef?
You know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
Boy.
It's swinging from the king.
Come out and play.
We'll Petros. See you, Petros. There he is, the great Petros Papadakis, who, yes.
He's the best. He's the best.
Can't stop, won't stop.
All right, so coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to have another edition of You In or You Out, and it's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. If you missed any of today's show, you can check out the podcast. It'll be posted shortly after we go off the air. You search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air. And we'll be back on the air coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific. But right now, it's time for this.
This is really big news.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe want you to know if they're in.
Yeah, please.
Or if they're out.
All right, lead the lap. What do we got?
Well, guys, we have four NHL Stanley Cup playoff games tonight. Are you guys in or out on this? Yeah.
In.
Yeah. I'm in. Let's go. But I won't see all of them.
Yeah.
I'm in.
On top of that, we have three game fives in the NBA playoffs. That, of course, being between the Sixers and Knicks, Magic and Cavs, and Pacers and Bucks.
I will see all of those. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'll try to see it all. Yeah, I'm in.
I'll watch all of those.
I'm plugged in. Guys, it's your guys' day today. It's Military Brats Day.
Nice.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, celebrating the military brats out there.
I'd rather celebrate the military.
Yeah.
Absolute. But you know the brats deserve some love too.
I don't necessarily qualify as a brat though. Like I do believe the terminology of brat is they move around. You move around when you're a military brat. My dad was retired. He was a disabled vet by the time I got here.
Yeah. I wasn't even born during my dad's service. So yeah, same thing. Don't fall into that category either way. I would still rather just support the troops.
Yeah, indeed.
Those out there that have served or are serving.
Yeah, no doubt.
Love it.
But I support the brats too. You know, they gotta be team players. And
my
and
kids are brats, so I don't support the
damn.
Oh, that's fair.
My kid headbutted me while I was sleeping last night, and my eye is swollen. And I don't know how it happened.
I'm not even going to get into the dynamics of why your son headbutted you in your sleep.
I don't know. Because
he knew it was
sleeping,
time
if
to
he's
test
sleeping
him.
Your bed, bro, you got to get him out.
No, it's just he.
Was he sleeping in your bed?
Well, I
yes
was
or no?
I
yes
was
or no?
Asleep.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Was he sleeping,
was he sleeping
in, the bed?
In your
bed? No. I was asleep, but he thinks when I'm laying down, that means it's time for leg drops off the back of the bed. And so,
all right, what bed was he sleeping in last night, Jonas?
Tell truth.
It's none of your business.
Tell truth.
It's none of your business.
Yeah, he did sleep in your bed last night.
That exclusive content you can find every Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh. Yeah.
What else we got, Lee?
Guys, this is controversial, apparently. I didn't think it was, but apparently it is. Are you guys in or out on returning your shopping carts to their rightful place?
Say it again.
Returning your shopping carts.
What about it?
In to the front of the store.
Are you into it?
Don't be a lazy ass.
Lorena, you want to chime in on this one?
Look, if it's not close to my car, I'm not walking the cart back, okay? And it's I have multiple reasons, but I also have a kid. I'm not going to leave my kid over in the car by herself.
Yeah, but you got into the... Right.
Nope. I can leave it over on the thing. I'll prop it up on the corner so it doesn't fly into someone's car, but I ain't putting it back.
Teaching lesson.
This falls under the category of awful human being.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's cold.
I'll take one for the team.
Corner cutting.
Yeah.
Dang.
Man.
Dang, Lorena.
Someone's car is going to get dented, too, because you're a shopping cart, not one to put it away.
I told you, I prop it up so it doesn't roll.
Yeah, but
well, guess what?
Does.
The wind blows hard. What happens?
Your car gets dented.
Dang, Lorena.
Savage, man.
Now the truth comes out.
That's awful.
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it.
product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.